Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli. We're discussing The Lady of All Nations, church-approved apparitions from 1945 to 1959, approved by the church May 31st, 2002, of being of supernatural origin. As we're talking about this series, which prophesies disaster after disaster, things we're seeing in our press almost by the week, I want to caution you against a lie, and it's really a lie from hell. And it's the lie that says that your prayers, your rosaries, your mass intentions, your offerings, and your praying of the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, for those of you who are aware of the importance of this dogma and of this prayer we're going to talk about, the lie is that these things are really not having any major effect at all. That's a lie that comes from hell, because Satan is aware of how powerful things like the Mass, the rosary, and this heavenly revealed prayer of the Lady of All Nations are precisely to defeat him. So when you get this sense that, oh, these things don't seem to be having any impact, continue in trust to pray for Our Lady's intentions. Pray, I ask you, please pray that everything Our Lady of All Nations asked for through the visionary Ida Purdaman, through these authentic apparitions, come true. That includes that the Pope would pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations before all nations, that he would lead the peoples in this prayer. And it includes the proclamation of the dogma of Mary, co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Pray also for the adversaries of the dogma, for those preventing this grace. Truly, my friends, they know not what they do. We should have no judgment, but we should have a sense of prayer and pity, and also petitioning for their hearts to be converted, so that they will indeed follow what Our Lady is asking for. It's really a simple, but an absolutely supernatural and historic remedy for the things of today. So she is asking that all of us pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, the prayer which states, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. I ask you to please contact us, or you don't have to contact us, certainly you can go to Google, go online, get it anywhere you want, but get this prayer and please pray it. We'll send it to you free of charge. If you want 5 or 10 or 100 or 1,000, we'll send them to you. You can contact us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com to email us, mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Or give us a call, 740-937-2277. Just leave your name and address and how many prayer cards you want. This is how powerful and important this is. How many more disasters do we need to be shown before we take heaven's remedy to heart, which is, in fact, this prayer of the Lady of All Nations and the proclamation of the dogma, which many Marian believers, including the great founders of most of the Fatima movements, believe that this has to be done for the fulfillment of Fatima, for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I'm going to read another excerpt from this May 10th, 1953 message. If you saw our last broadcast, Our Lady asked the Pope to lead the nations in praying the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. How powerful would that be if the Holy Father and a great number of Catholics throughout the world were praying to Jesus, asking Jesus the Holy Spirit would come down into the hearts of all peoples, all nations, preventing degeneration, disaster, war, and taking Mary as their advocate. This is what makes history. This is like a Battle of Lepanto moment. This is like a Rosary Crusade. This is a time that heaven wants to send us tremendous graces, but we have to respond. So the May 10th, 1953 message starts that way, and then it continues to state, and I quote here, "Here the lady pauses for a moment, while I see the globe rotating under her feet." These are the words of Ida Purdaman, the visionary. "It is as though big black clouds were hanging about, and the lady looking at them says, quote, now I speak to all the nations of the world. Pray, nations, that your sacrifice may be acceptable to the Lord. Nations, come back and try to find your simple faith. Acknowledge your Creator and be grateful. This is no longer to be found among mankind. A perverse spirit governs the world. A modern paganism, humanism, atheism, modern socialism, and communism control the world. Beware of false prophets. The Lady of All Nations cannot tell you this often enough, nor warn you sufficiently. Do listen, everyone. The Lord who sends me to warn you is the same Lord who once was sacrificed for mankind. Today, oh, you do not know what tremendous forces are threatening this world. I am now not speaking only of modern humanism, atheism, modern socialism, and communism. There are yet forces of quite a different nature that threaten this world. Nations, do search for the truth. Nations, unite. Now that's powerful. What could you be talking about? Many believe that it's the element of the nuclear. A nuclear element which people who do this, the statistics tell us that if one nuclear bomb went off between India and Pakistan, both who are you know, adversaries at the present political scheme and each have nuclear weapons. If one nuclear bomb went off between them, they estimate an immediate 12 million dead and a residual 70 million dead from the fallout, depending on whether the winds would go towards China or towards Europe. That's one bomb. So there's the nuclear dimension. There's other elements of geopolitical forces that I think should have us concerned. Whatever it be, Mother Angelica puts it beautifully. She said, if this dogma does not happen, I think something terrible is going to happen in the world. Well, guess what? It's not just Mother Angelica. It's also the Mother of God saying that. It's not a scare tactic. It's a reality check. It's a heads up about where we are in human history, why we have to respond. Our Lady goes on to say, quote, Marian thought must become more pronounced in these times. Amsterdam will become the focus for the Lady of All Nations. There the peoples will get to know the Lady of All Nations and learn to pray to her under this title to obtain unity for themselves. Unity among the nations. This picture will precede the last Marian dogma. The image will, in the first place, go to Amsterdam. Your director should participate in all these undertakings. One great community has to be formed, the direction of which I place into the hands of the Dominican Fathers. Let them well consider what I entrust them with. During the interval, I tell the lady I'm afraid to pass on this message, whereupon the lady smiles and says, Child, do not be afraid to make it known. You are the instrument. The lady takes care of everything. Indeed, Our Lady does take care of everything, but it also is, it's a fascinating scenario, isn't it? How we were dependent on Mary saying yes to get Jesus. Now Mary is dependent on us to say yes, to get the peace that we want so badly. Who doesn't want world peace? What sane person doesn't want family restoration, an end of the slaughter in the womb, human trafficking, world hunger, the type of totalitarianism that continues in places like China? Who doesn't want that to end? The vast majority is crying forth for this. Well, let's do it the way heaven's asked. Heaven has asked the praying of the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. And I ask you now, today, from my heart, please take the 1 minute to call the number or send the email so you can get this prayer card and distribute it to the people you know will respond. The prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. Call us 740-937-2277. Free prayer cards, as many as you want. Or email us, mary@motherofallpeoples.com. If you can send a donation for a large request, that's fine. If you can't, don't worry about it. Our mother will take care of it. But please, make the effort. Let's not have a necessary natural disaster in process of world peace. This is Mark Miravalli saying thanks for being with us at MaryCast. Do your part to bring peace into the world the Marian way. God bless.